The story is the thing in a new work of fiction from New Mexican writer Rudolfo Anaya. Anaya is regarded by many as the dean of Chicano writers. His latest book is called Serafina's Stories. Alan Chews has a review.
The old Spanish capital of Santa Fe, winter of 1680. A dozen members of the Pueblo tribe are brought before the Spanish governor for plotting a rebellion against the colonial rulers. Things are about to turn quite chilly. But then the governor takes a liking to the one woman among them, a striking young Pueblo Indian girl named Serafina, who steps forward. "The story is sacred in my culture," she tells the governor, "and winter is the best time for telling stories." He then says, "Tell me a story, and if I like it, I will free your fellow prisoner tomorrow." Serafina then plays Scheherazade to his king, telling a story a night in exchange for the acquittal of a prisoner. The stories themselves are nearly as striking as Serafina, some of them old European fairy tales, some of them indigenous, a wonderful blend of the fantastic and the didactic, full of shape-shifting and wish-granting, starring witches and giants, the devil, and Indian lawyers. Like the magical outcome of the folk tales, the transformation of the governor's sensibility is a given here, as is Serafina's determination to stand with her people. But despite the sense of foregone conclusions, Anaya's prose offers the attraction of a certain purity, a simplicity bordering on innocence, that gives the book an almost perfect tone for the occasion. Reading it will restore to all but the most jaded readers a necessary sense of wonder.
Alan Chews teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia. He reviewed Serafina's Stories by Rudolfo Anaya.